An apparent tornado caused catastrophic damage in the Fox Valley yesterday. The city of Menasha was especially hard hit. It's Tuesday, July 28th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission want to join a lawsuit aimed at letting absentee voters change their ballots. And a profile of Madison State Representative Francesca Hong as part of WPR's ongoing series of candidates in the race for governor.
We're building the movement to meet the moment.
Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio brings the state together. With reports from our eight bureaus around the state, WPR is your connection to the pulse of Wisconsin. We are your source for in-depth news from Wisconsin, the U.S., and the world.
A tornado caused severe damage in the Fox Valley yesterday afternoon. Joe Schultz was on the scene in Menasha.
In the neighborhood near Manderfield's Bakery and Plank Road in Menasha, cars were overturned, homes and businesses were wrecked, and many were destroyed entirely. Douglas Johnson was visiting his mom in Appleton when the storm hit. He found his house sitting on a 45-degree angle when he returned home.
The whole top of it's gone. Everything else is gone inside. It's like it was gutted out by wind.
Down the block, Chris Silver's house was left standing. But he says his neighbor's homes were completely ripped to shreds.
I feel absolutely terrible for my neighbors. They're picking through their stuff, their whole lives, everything, their kids' clothes. It's gone.
Johnson and Silver said the people and pets they care about were safe. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hours after yesterday's tornado, residents in one severely affected neighborhood were grappling with the impact on their homes and their community. Here's what they had to say.
I've lived in Wisconsin since I was a child. I've never experienced a tornado before. This is crazy.
You can see it's just one big pile. That was a house.
I was at work. My wife called and said that the house was like a train.
This doesn't happen here. This is so strange for it to happen here.
I don't care about any of this stuff. That could be replaced. But my family, my community, we need help.
That was Jacqueline Ryder, Doug Johnson, Wayne Bekelman, Macy Crandevoit, and Chris Silver. They all live in Menasha. Two members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission want to join a lawsuit aimed at letting absentee voters change their ballots. Rich Kramer reports Democratic appointees Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson say commission guidance they opposed is not in the line with the law.
The commission voted 4-2 earlier this month to ban absentee voters from spoiling their ballots and casting new ones if they changed their mind or their candidate dropped out. Jacobs and Thompson were the two no votes. The guidance came amid a chaotic Democratic primary for governor in which three candidates dropped out and one got back in. Now Jacobs and Thompson want to intervene as individuals in a lawsuit aimed at striking down that guidance. Their motion claims the commission's decision unlawfully treats absentee voters differently than those who cast ballots on election day. Voters casting ballots at polling places are allowed to change their votes. Also on Monday, the Republican National Committee announced it's planning to intervene in the case as well. As of Monday, around 100,000 absentee ballots have already been returned. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An intersection on Madison's Near East Side remains closed to traffic after a fatal police shooting last week. Dozens of demonstrators are camped out with couches and tents at the intersection of Williamson and South Baldwin Streets. That's where a Madison police officer last Wednesday fatally shot 38-year-old Corey Ruiz. On Monday afternoon, Madison resident Laura Vansil came to the scene of the shooting to pay her respects.
I'm elderly and I had a stroke, and I still felt the need to be here.
Vansil said people at the site brought her water and made sure she could sit down. An extreme heat advisory was in effect for Madison until last night. The controversial owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company could have his Wisconsin brewer's permit revoked. Avery Martinez says the state sent Kirk Bankstead revocation notices for two locations and an alcohol warehouse.
Bankstead said he's planning to fight for the permits, which allow making, packaging, and storing beer at breweries. He called the violations from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue laughable. Bankstead believes his liberal politics, recent run for governor, and other political activity influenced the investigation into his brewery. The department said it is dedicated to fair enforcement of alcohol regulations across the state and takes action when the laws are not followed. In a post, Bankstead said he had been in communication with the Revenue Department for months and considers the revocation too harsh. The Revenue Department says Bankstead has until August 4th to appeal. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin high school students are taking more advanced placement exams than ever before, and their test scores are higher too. Corrine Hess reports some educators and experts are questioning why.
On the surface, more participation in college-level standardized tests and higher scores is great news. AP tests allow high schoolers to earn college credit, saving them both time and money. But the National College Board made changes recently on how those tests are graded. Teachers also have more information about what the open-ended questions will be. Libby Wissing has taught AP Math in Milwaukee for 12 years. She says the changes have made it easier to teach, but worries that takes away critical thinking from the students.
Because I know what they want, they being my students, their parents, the colleges, like I want to make sure you have the phrase that you need to use for this question memorized.
In 2025, 78% of students passed AP exams, up from 71% the year before. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up after the break, our next candidate profile in the race for governor. Today, WPR speaks with candidate Francesca Hong. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kyle LaFond, president of Friends of PBS Wisconsin.
And I'm Roy Christensen, board chair of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association.
We believe in the power of public media, on air, online, and in our communities.
Let's keep Wisconsin public media strong together. Visit WPR.org/together.
With her unapologetically progressive campaign, Francesca Hong has defined this year's Democratic primary for governor. But her Democratic Socialist platform has some traditional Democrats worried about whether she can win in November. As part of our ongoing series on candidates in the governor's race, WPR's Anya Van Wagendonk has this profile.
A recent Sunday afternoon in Madison presents the kind of glorious summer day that reminds Wisconsinites why they brave the long winters. And yet, a few hundred people are spending it crammed inside a dark concert hall. They're here to see Francesca Hong, the chef, state representative, and Democratic socialist who's running for governor. In between musical acts, Hong addresses her supporters.
I truly mean it when I say what makes this campaign different is that we're building the movement to meet the moment.
That approach has won Hong a uniquely passionate following from people like Fallon Morrissey, who's selling merch at the back of the room.
I haven't had the opportunity to support a politician that actually represents my views and my beliefs.
Democratic socialists are surging nationally thanks to concerns over the cost of living. And the prospect of Hong winning Wisconsin's Democratic primary for governor seems entirely possible. Her calls to tax the rich and impose a moratorium on data centers make voters like Peggy McCrum say that they trust her.
If it's us versus the billionaires, then they're going to be paying out politicians to do their bidding. So it's like whoever is not taking that and having a grassroots campaign is my vote.
In an interview with WPR, Hong says she didn't necessarily expect to be a front runner.
But I don't think it's just our campaign that has, carried that forward. It's the political climate.
That climate is just right for a Democratic primary, where polls have shown Hong leading the field. The general election is another question. There are some Democrats who worry that Hong's brand of politics won't play well in a general election. Republicans have seized on this. A group affiliated with the Republican Governors Association is spending millions of dollars on ads that sound like attacks.
That's Francesca Hong, too liberal for Wisconsin.
But may actually intend to rally liberal support behind her. The theory is that they want her to win in August because they think she'll lose to Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who briefly got out of the race for governor, emphasized the GOP ad when he got back in.
The Republicans have made their choice, spending millions of dollars.
Crowley has presented himself as the alternative to Hong. Governor Tony Evers endorsed him, and Crowley says campaign donations are pouring in. Other Democrats have said Hong's record on issues like police makes her vulnerable. She's called for defunding the police, and last week, in video captured by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she picked up a megaphone at the site of a deadly police shooting in Madison.
This state-sanctioned violence was an execution.
Tiffany immediately clipped the moment for social media to paint Hong as radical and divisive. Speaking to WPR, Hong said her take on law enforcement is more nuanced than people give her credit for.
I am serious about public safety, and if we are not tough on causes, we cannot be tough on crime.
Hong says that what helps her connect to a broader audience is her background. She's a single mother, a renter, someone who still picked up bartending shifts even when she served at the Capitol.
Regardless of where they may be in supporting me, a lot of people tell me that our campaign gives them hope.
It's a personal story, but Hong sees her candidacy as part of something bigger than herself. To some Democrats, this movement is worrisome and could cost them the governor's office. To Hong's supporters, it's a reason for hope. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR will continue our series on the governor's race on Thursday with a profile of Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. To find more candidate profiles, just go to WPR.org. In weather, sunny to partly cloudy today, warm but less humid. Highs are expected in the low 80s to the north to upper 80s south, and then cooler by Lake Michigan and Superior. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the mid-50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and warm. Isolated showers are possible in the afternoon in the northwest region, and highs then expected to reach the mid to upper 80s statewide. And then tomorrow night, a slight chance of a shower early north and partly cloudy, with lows dropping down to the low 60s north to mid 60s south. That's all for this Tuesday on Wisconsin Today Morning News. We really appreciate you listening to us. And if you're an avid listener, we'd love your feedback. What brings you back to listen? Email us at newscasts@WPR.org. I'm Courtney Everett, and special thanks to our producer today, Rob Menser. We'll see you back here tomorrow.